sexiest man alive on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And the sexiest man alive is... So you have to say him.
Oh, you want me to say it? Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Can we just start with this? Can we get a t-shirt made that says Blake Shelton is not my sexiest man alive?
Yes. Okay. Not my sexiest man alive.
Exactly.
People.
Mm-hmm.
I think people is drunk. Also, I've got so many. I don't even know where to start. Please give me a point to start at. Then I can go because I don't honestly know what to start with.
Because
people, we've had these conversations already. And I don't feel like repeating myself. But at the same time, clearly nobody's listening. So I have to repeat myself. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, you're clear. Let's start with this. The name of this issue is the sexiest man alive.
Okay, so if you take it just at face value, sexiest man alive, that mean it means a man who is alive who is the sexiest.
Okay, so a man, not a woman.
Okay, so we
alive,
got that ding ding. All
alive.
Right. Alive, ding ding.
Not dead.
Now, sexiest doesn't just mean sexy man, because I have heard so many like really low-barred people, and by that I mean they clearly have a low bar of what they think is sexy, but I have heard people say, like, I think Blake Shelton is sexy. Okay, good. You're entitled. This free country. You know, I think some weird people are sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I'm trying to think of a weird person that's sexy. I can't because whatever. Nonetheless, if you, even if you think Blake Shelton is sexy, it's not called sexy man alive, people's sexy man alive. Like, even that would be a stretch, but like, you can't even go there with him because I don't think he's sexy. But okay, let's just say it was sexy man alive. No, it's called sexiest, which doesn't mean like sexy-ish man alive.
Or sexy-like.
Or sexy-esque.
No.
It's sexiest. As in, there is no one sexier on planet Earth. Fake news. Okay? So then people will say to you, Colleen, okay, but you just know they're not going to pick the actual sexiest man because his name is Bob McFranson Pants. And he lives, you know, he's just some yahoo. He's not a celebrity. Okay, fine. Yeah, scientifically, yes, maybe he's not the sexiest man alive. So they say, well, it's just going to be some celebrity who's trying to pimp something because he's got a new album.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many sexier men out there who are currently trying to pimp something about their career that could have been picked on people's sexiest
I know.
Man alive.
I know.
Right?
We broke up with him, Zac Efron. I'm just saying.
He's got a movie coming out in December.
Yeah. And abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abs.
Yeah.
By the way, 651-641-1071. If you'd like to present an argument, I
want to hear the person who wants to defend Blake Shelton.
That's what I'm saying.
As the sexiest man alive. I will give you the floor. Mm-hmm. Colleen and I will shut our pie holes and listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you need to do to get us to understand why you think he should be the sexiest man alive.
And again, arguing sexiest man alive. So if your argument is, I think Blake Shelton is sexy, we'll congratulate you and send you on your way.
Now, I would like to ask you another question, Colleen.
Sure. Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, so you said the word abs in reference to Zac Efron. Okay, so how do you know that Zac Efron has abs?
Because he doesn't wear a shirt.
You've seen him without a shirt.
All the time.
So that is one of the things that would make you confident in arguing that Zac could be the sexiest man alive.
It is one of his sexier qualities, yes.
So we don't even know that about Blake Shelton. Why? Because there's a whole article about this. Blake Shelton never takes off his shirt. Okay, well, how am I supposed to know if he's sexy under there? Again, it wasn't called he's the nicest all-around guy who has a mediocre career and a very famous girlfriend. It's called sexiest man alive. And if you're thinking I'm being unfair, I will just say that we opened it up to listeners about a week ago or so, and we contemplated options, choices, right, Colleen? for Sexiest Man Alive. We've also had conversations about sexy men in reference to our show boyfriend. Who's our current show boyfriend?
His name is Channing Tatum.
Thank you. He's also previously been People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Correct.
Nowhere in any of the conversations we've ever had about attractive men have we ever heard the name Blake Shelton.
Yeah, never, not once, okay. Never, ever.
My work is done here. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah, we'll see what comes out of these, okay? Let's start with Desiree. Hi, Desiree.
Oh, sorry. Laugh.
What?
You guys are making me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, that's why I was laughing. Okay, I just have a question before I make my statement. Am I correct? Can you only win the Sexiest Man Alive once?
No. Actually, no. Okay. I don't think so because let me double check that before I speak out of school, but I'm pretty sure there are people who have had that title more than once.
Because then I was going to say we just probably ran out of options.
Yeah, it seems like maybe every other sexy man was, killed in a horrible plane crash or something.
If everyone has already had the title.
Yeah, or that.
Well, yeah, I want you to know, Desiree, that Richard Gere has won it twice.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Brad Pitt has won it twice.
And I have no explanation of why Blake Shelton
is. Dumbfounded as we are. Thank you so much, Desiree.
Thank you, Desiree.
Really quick, other people who have won it twice. So we've got Richard Gere, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Johnny Depp have all won it twice.
Yeah.
So it's not like we ran out of guys.
It's like one of those things, and we'll get to the phones because we've got a couple more people on, but it's like that thing that you guys are doing with your kids now, and actually I hear a lot of parents pushing back against this notion that every kid gets a trophy, that every kid gets a certificate. Like, yay, job well done, you showed up. Like, Blake Shelton showed up. Mm-hmm. He doesn't deserve to be on the cover of I think I am a very, very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I am a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I deserve to be the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I made my point. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Are you arguing in defense of Blake Shelton as sexiest man alive?
In defense of Blake.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, sexy goes beyond the physical. I mean, Johnny Depp, I would kick him off the list both times. I mean, he may be a nice-looking man, but he's not sexy to me. Blake, on the other hand, he's adorable. And sexy goes beyond...
Sexy?
No. Sexy goes beyond just the physical. You know, if everybody liked Vanilla,
yeah,
just think of how long the line would be. Sometimes you want Cherry Garcia. Sometimes you want strawberry. Sometimes you want chocolate. You know, I think he deserves to be on the list. I mean, the banter between he and
Adam Levine.
Levine on the Voice is just, it's adorable to watch him. And look who he's dating now. You know, she must find him attractive. I mean, he's got that scruffy beard, but all in all, he's a nice package, and I'm not talking about his package. He's a nice package.
Paul, thank you, your best case, Paul. I'm sorry though that there's a lot of holes in that argument, and I just wanted to say, in reference to your ice cream analogy, I love all kinds of ice cream.
Yeah.
I am not a vanilla person. I want chocolate chip. I want Rocky Road. I want some weird kind of exotic botanical experience. I would eat all sorts of weird things. But when it's best ice cream flavor, nobody picks sherbet.
Yeah, that's true.
Blake Shelton is the sherbet of the frozen confection.
Yeah, sherbet, plenty good.
Yeah.
But not the best.
Sorbet? No, I mean, I would eat it if there's nothing else in the freezer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking best ice cream flavors, it's got to be ice cream.
You rest your case. I really don't quite know how to make a turn to what we're talking about next.
What are we talking about next?
Perf Corner. We'll be back after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1.
The Colleen and Bradley Show.
This strip club has decided that they're going to do something nice for the needy.
We've got more updates. You'll miss the when it comes to the sexual assault allegations in Hollywood. On the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. We are Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Traynor. And Everything Entertainment, unfortunately, lately has had a lot to do with some really icky stories about sexual assault.
Yep. Unfortunately, Perv Corner has become a regular segment here on the show.
Yeah. And not in a fun way.
No.
Well, one of the stories that kind of launched this most recent cavalcade of accusations, it was started with really Harvey Weinstein. And I mean, like, in the recent months. Of course, there have been other ones in years past. But Harvey Weinstein and a lot of women coming forward and saying that throughout their careers, they had been victimized by Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of said time will only tell if there are opportunities for this to be tried in a court of law. And it looks like we have arrived at that place, right? So there have been a number of people who have accused him of sexual assault and rape. But now we have a woman who has actually come forth and has filed a suit against Harvey Weinstein and the Weinstein Company. They are being sued by an anonymous actress who says that Harvey Weinstein raped her at a hotel in Beverly Hills in the year 2016.
Wow.
And she's anonymous, so she's going by Jane Doe. She is represented, by the way, by
2016? That's last year.
Last year.
Wow.
Exactly. So that falls well within the statute of limitations. She is represented by, any guess?
Gloria Allred, Lisa Bloom.
Gloria Allred.
Okay.
And she says that this actress says she met Harvey Weinstein at a party in 2011 at Chateau Marmont. Now, I'm going to start telling you the story and you're going to be able to fill in the blanks because it is the same story. He met her at this party at the Chateau Marmont, and he learned that she was an actress. So he offered to help her with her career.
Ew.
And he got her phone number. He invited her to all types of different parties, etc. They had kind of a regular communication over the ensuing years.
Okay.
And then he invited her to a personal meeting in late 2015 to discuss an acting opportunity on a television series with him. And then he invited her to his room. And
then he took his pants down.
Exactly.
And polished his silverware.
Yep. He proceeded to grab her wrist with one hand while he used the other to polish his silverware.
Gross.
She said that she had met with him again under the impression that she had been chosen for a part. And at that point, he raped her. According to, isn't that awful?
Yeah.
So we have been saying all along, we really hoped that there would be an opportunity. You know, of course, we didn't hope that there were other victims, but there are other victims. And we hoped that they would get to see their day and have their voices heard in court.
Yeah, for sure.
And that is happening. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how that unravels. Do you want another update? On another perv?
I mean, no, but I guess that's what we're doing, so.
It is what we're doing. Kevin Spacey, you know, there was much ballyhoo about the fact that after the allegations came forward about him and his victimization of many young men over the course of many years, 20-some years, we heard that he was going to be let go from House of Cards. Guess what? That might not happen.
What?
Yes. So, according to pop culture media website, they say that Kevin Spacey's contract on House of Cards does not contain a morality clause. Thus, he wouldn't have violated his morality clause in his contract, which would mean that he was being fired under circumstances that were not covered by his contract.
Okay.
So they can't do that, allegedly, according to...
Well, they can do that. They would just probably have to pay him out.
Owe him a fortune.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that if he is officially fired, then Netflix and the production company, which is Media Rights Capital, will have to pay a ton of money to Kevin Spacey.
And you know what? That's actually something that I don't necessarily begrudge Kevin Spacey, mm-hmm. even though he's a criminal and very likely in this particular mm-hmm. sense or case. Like he might be a horrible person, but I feel like this will hopefully be a lesson to companies, corporations, people responsible for making contracts to, you know, take prevent things like this from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why there wasn't a morality clause, or I don't know why there wasn't something that stipulated, like, if you're guilty of, like, what any reasonable person would think is horrible behavior, then you're going to be fired and you're not getting any of this money.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this will be an impetus to sort of change that behavior.
Right, right. Yeah, because his current contract says he can only be fired or suspended if he is unavailable or incapacitated.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I think it means that Netflix is going to have to cover their behind mm-hmm. going forward when it comes to big contracts like this. I also think, because the thing I keep noodling on following all of these allegations, like, how do you actually have real reform and real change? And I've been listening to people like Gretchen Carlson and others who've actually come up with some, like, legitimate ways to solve this problem. And I think one of the biggest things that I wish we would change is the notion of non-disclosure agreements mm-hmm. or, like,
yeah,
what's the word I'm looking for? Like, silencing victims.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With non-disclosures.
For a settlement. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some crazy, stupid idiots. We'll try to lighten it up on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Four R's, my friend. Reduce, reuse.
Lindstrom, that's Bradley trainee. Trainee?
Nope, I'm a trainor, not a trainee.
and appropriately, here are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida. Looks like a Schwantz and Gruber.
Looky here. We're going to Vero Beach, Florida.
Are we really?
Yes, we are. That's where a family woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of footsteps on the roof. No, it was not Santa Claus. No, Bradley, it was a man by the name of Jacob. I'm going to go ahead and say his last name is Futch.
Okay.
That's his last name.
Futch?
Maybe. I don't know. But Mr. Jacob was stomping on their roof and yelling.
God. Oh, God. Yep. Scary. Ew.
Yep. Yep. So the opposite of Santa Claus.
Oh.
Stomping on their roof. And when they woke up and came outside and said, hey, what are you doing? Yelling, howling, and walking on the roof. He said that he was there to meet a DEA agent.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, that's very likely. Okay.
On the roof of their home.
If I were to put words or a sound to his face, it kind of looks like, ah!
Yeah, well.
Or maybe, ah! Yeah, I don't even.
Both are pretty adequate, I would say. They of course, called the authorities. And
as they should have.
The authorities arrived. And when they asked if he was under the influence, he explained to them very calmly that he had injected meth at approximately 2 a.m.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Drugs. Don't do them.
Yeah, don't do
please.
Drugs, you guys. Also, the DEA agent that he was meeting never showed up.
Mm, shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually...
Unfortunately.
Usually they're better about keeping their appointments.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. Also, weird place to be meeting, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know...
Who am I to judge?
I don't know. I mean, it's a new day in America.
Mm-hmm, it's
so
true.
We do things different now.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I got a lot, but you mean for crazy, stupid idiots?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's go to Florida, shall we?
Oh, yes.
I want you to meet someone... this is my friend. He's 22.
Mm-hmm.
We're not friends. His name is Eric D.R. Marcus Beasley.
Okay. It's a lot of name.
R. Marcus. D.R. Marcus. That's, I don't know. I'm probably doing that wrong. Police allege that the 22-year-old Floridian did something recently at a Walmart. Mm-hmm. And it was not good. So let's go to the Oldsmar Walmart Supercenter. Okay. It's about 15 miles east of Tampa.
Okay.
It's a nice part of the world.
Okay.
I've never been. So it turns out that he was at the Walmart and he did something, right? I told you that. Mm-hmm. So he did something else and then the person did something, the Walmart person, and then he did something, and that's why he's on Crazy Stupid Idiot. Did you want, like, details?
That would be helpful.
Okay. So imagine, if you will, you were walking out of the Walmart with a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say $285 worth of stuff.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Doobie-doo-doo, walking out the Walmart. And someone sees you, and they're like, oh, hey, that's a lot of stuff you're walking out. Can I just see your receipt?
Uh-huh.
It happens on occasion,
totally.
Right? Like you go to the Costco's.
Yes,
they do that.
Always.
I haven't been to a Walmart in a while, but very likely they do that there too. And this was a female Walmart employee. And she's like, hey, yeah, so can I just see your receipt? And Mr. Beasley, again, 22-year-old Floridian guy, says, yeah, no, I don't want to show you my receipt.
Mm-hmm. And that's a clue right there.
There's a good reason, because he didn't have one, because he didn't buy the stuff.
Okay. He was just walking right out with it.
Because he was shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
He put all a bunch of stuff in a cart and walked out of the store.
Oh, my gosh.
Or tried to, until this female employee came along and was like, yeah, so you're stealing. And then he decided to do the thing that got him Crazy Stupid Idiot status today.
What did he do?
He took down his pants, did a tap dance, and sang Ave Maria. No.
Oh, that's not actually what happened. The wrong tempo, but fine.
Yeah.
That's why he's a Crazy Stupid Idiot.
No, okay. He punched her in the face.
What?
Yeah, he punched the Walmart employee in the face and she fell to the ground. Ow! And left a notable mark on her face. And she said, ow, that hurt. And then that's when they called police and got them involved. And then he was taken off and bye. He's in jail.
So did he get to keep the items?
No.
Okay. Just
he
checking.
Did, he did not also, I just wanted you to know, appear remorseful for his actions.
Oh, of course not.
So there's that.
Yeah. Bradley, would it be accurate for me to say that if somebody said to you, sir, it looks like you have shrimp in your pants... That would not be a compliment, right?
I mean, probably not.
Okay.
I'm trying to rack my brain. I've been given lots of compliments over the years.
Yeah. Well,
never has someone said, is that a shrimp in your pants?
Well, I'm here to tell you that Annabelle Bautista Jr. of Dauphin County, Pennsylvania.
I think it's Dauphin.
Well, okay, sorry. Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, has been told it appears as though he has shrimp in his pants, and it was actually true. Mr. Bautista Jr. had gone to Weiss Markets in Union Deposit Road.
Ew.
It's a grocery store.
Okay.
And,
oh my God, look at Mr. Shrimp Pants.
Yeah, he poured a bunch of shrimp down his pants. He had concealed, quote, multiple bags of shrimp in his pants, and he was attempting to leave the store without paying for them. Now, I would just say, like, I love scrimps. Do not get me wrong. I like shrimp. I like it a lot. I've never in my life at any given time needed more than just one bag of shrimp.
Yeah.
Unless I was, I don't know, hosting a banquet.
Or maybe they had a sale. I mean, you know, sometimes, and I really like the ones that are wild caught because farm shrimp, I think there's like, it's not really good for your, for the environment.
Okay.
So sometimes you got to, you know, dig a little.
Something tells me Mr. Bautista Jr. was not concerned about whether the scrimps were wild caught. Or farmed. He just wanted to put them in his pants. Also, were they frozen? Because
burr.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's.
Then he really did have a shrimp in his pants. If you're picking up
like
what I'm laying
shrimp,
down.
It's more like a shrimp. Well, you're not picking up what he's laying down because he ain't laying anything down because it's up inside of him.
Exactly. He was taken into custody without incident. He was given a a $10,000
without
unsecured
incident.
Bail.
Because one would think that there would be an incident if you were forced to secure an individual that had a bunch of bags of shrimp in their pants.
I mean, I don't know, maybe incident. It depends on how you define incident. Like, I think that whole incident is kind of funny.
Yeah, like, oh,
like, how
okay.
do you get the shrimp out?
I'll just take the shrimp out of my pants now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently he didn't argue. Yeah. Also,
I think I would.
Do you go in with that goal? Are you like, I got to get as many shrimp as I can get? Why shrimp?
Also, shrimp are not expensive anymore.
That's the thing. I'm so, like, it's not
lobsters.
Like, yes. If I'm going to put. If I'm going to put edible
scallops.
Meat product in my pants, it's going to be something real pricey.
Wagyu beef?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not putting Orange Ruffy in my pants.
You know what? Whatever happened to Orange Ruffy? Because I don't see that in the stores anymore.
Isn't like, I just think that Orange Ruffy and tilapia is like the new orange.
Fish.
It is. And so it's Orange Ruffy though.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I never ate Orange Ruffy.
It was, yes, it was like of the, it was like the fashion.
I remember it was
80s.
Like very popular. I did not like fish until probably about, oh, I don't know, the late 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any approximate date you've got?
No, I've always been a fan of shellfish, but I really had to come to learn to appreciate a good piece of fish that wasn't just fried, mm-hmm. like at the captain's.
At the Admiral's Feast.
The Admiral's Feast. The captain's platter at Long John Slivers.
Anyway, again, this is my crazy, stupid, idiot advice. You know, sometimes an opportunity presents itself to give a crazy, stupid idiot advice on how to better commit their crime.
So what would your advice have been?
My advice would have been, Mr. Batista, buy the shrimp and put an expensive meat in your pants.
Oh, sure. Like put, yes, like a venison sausage.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Also,
might
probably,
be more believable.
Exactly. I was going to say, something tells me a venison sausage might look a little more natural than, say, a sack.
A lumpy bag of shrimps.
A lumpy bag of
that are dripping
scrimps
down the side of your leg.
Something's fishy.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to get to your answers to today's Daily Snap Judgment. We ask you a question on our Facebook page, you answer it, and then we judge you for it. The question today is...
Bunt or sheet?
Cake.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Cake, bunt, or sheet? Sounds, I don't know why. That just did not sound
good.
Well,
I do. I'll tell you later.
Right.
We'll be back after this. Colleen and Bradley Show.
I just,
Talk 107.1.
Previously on Jason and Alexis. Did we
get it? It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And this is the time in the show where we head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyTalk1071, to go through your answers to our Daily Snap Judgment. And the question today, Bradley, was...
Cake.
Good.
Bunt. Or sheet.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm saying something bad.
I know. Amber said, Kenny the traffic kitty prefers blunt cake per this morning's traffic report on Jason and Alexis.
We should say it's, I think it's like National Bunt Cake Day.
It is.
By the way, of all the amazing things we talked about today randomly that Minnesota created, one of them is the bunt cake pan.
Yeah.
Nordic Ware. Happy birthday or anniversary or whatever. And thanks for the cake yesterday. They sent us a nothing bunt cake, but cake.
Bunt cake.
Bunt cake.
Amber said, I'm another annoying whole 30 person until next Monday. And then cheesecake.
It's okay, honey.
So she didn't really, she says cheesecake. Pretty much.
So can't do that.
Not happening. Rhonda said, bunt cake. All of the icing pools into the middle of the mini bunt cakes from Nothing Bunt Cakes. You need to try them for cheat day. Oh, honey. Been there, done that. Got the extra 5 pounds. So good.
Yeah.
So yummy. We love. Amber said, bunt. It always looks beautiful and frosting not required.
No, but it certainly makes the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. And Chris said, sheet cake.
Sheet. Have you ever had a big sheet cake, Colleen?
You know, yes.
Once I took a big sheet cake to my friend's birthday party. I couldn't even do it.
Joe said a sheet cake with tons of lard frosting.
What?
Lard frosting?
Okay. I guess.
That just doesn't sound good.
I mean, let's come up with a better...
I mean, I would like to have a chocolate cake for my birthday, a chocolate cake, and make sure you put that special lard frosting
on. Oh, I just love Grandma Emma's lard frosting.
Joe said none of that sugar-based crap. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I mean, okay.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, and one more. Terry said... sheet cake, the whole thing in one sitting.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I feel like that's recommended. I'm just saying.
Just take a whole sheet cake.
In one sitting. All right. Okay, Bradley, do you need to get something off
your
chest?
I need to get something. You guys, screw the 3-3. Mm-hmm. I am throwing it out the window because of an email we got, and it bears sharing. Okay. Is Donnie around? Because I think Donnie's going to have opinions too.
Oh, yep. Okay, this is super fun.
This is super fun.
Donnie, you need to get those headphones on immediately, if not sooner.
It's a person by the name of B. That's all I have to go on. B says the following, Colleen. Why, or I think it's you two were, all caps, cruel regarding Shelton. She means Blake Shelton or he. Must I remind you, it's based not only on looks, but your accomplishments during the year. She's talking about People's Sexiest Man Alive. They selected Blake Shelton. Colleen and I had a conniption fit because we were like, he's neither sexy nor a man nor probably alive.
Well, he's alive.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let me go on with the email.
Donnie, just wait because you're going to get the same email. Go on.
I don't care.
No, I'm kidding. You probably won't.
Must I remind you, it is not based on looks, but your accomplishments during the year.
Yeah, right.
Shelton had a huge year, number one record, People Choice Album of the Year in all genre, successful TV show, and the list goes on and on.
Okay, listen, pause there. All of that, valid. I mean, yes, yeah, that's your opinion. That's, you're cool. That's right. Good. Thank you for your email. Bye. Yeah. Oh, nope. It's not done.
Nope. Gets better.
Oh, jeez. Nope.
Here's where we get the knife out. We sharpen it and we try to throw it inartfully at Colleen and Bradley.
My advice to you both, listen to Lori.
Nope. Advice to you, to both of you, listen.
To Lori, Julia, they both are well-versed in entertainment news.
Entertainment.
You two aren't. It's very easy to just talk negative. Wait for it. Your pet, Zach Enron, just doesn't have the accomplishments this year.
I have news.
Please try harder and do the work.
Thank you, B.
I have news for B. Lori and Julia thought it was a lousy choice.
Yeah.
Also.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So get ready, B.
Yeah, they
get
didn't ready. They thought it was bad choice, B.
For that.
Zach Enron.
You know what? You know what we will do on your behalf, B. We will happily rewrite your email and address it to Lori and Julia and sub out Lori and Julia with Colleen and Bradley. Just, you know, so you don't have to take the extra keystrokes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So again, just to acquaint the audience with how this works, it's called the Sexiest Man Alive, which if you just took it at face value means that of all the men alive, they have to be the sexiest, not sexy.
I'd like to point out one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Hugh Jackman, it's the sexiest American man alive.
Mm.
Isn't that just implied? I mean, nobody else.
Well, it shouldn't be. Sexiest man alive. That's the whole world.
That is true.
This is a good point.
Okay.
It's a good point.
Okay, great. Right.
Anyway,
thank you, Donnie.
Add that to the list. But so it's not sexy man alive. Mm-mm. It's sexiest man alive. So you can think Blake Shelton is sexy and still believe that he is not the sexiest man alive.
Right.
Right?
Also, it's based not only on your looks, but your accomplishments during the year.
I don't know that that's true.
Nope, because then it would be accomplishest man in alive.
Accomplishiest man.
No, there's other lists for that.
Yeah, right? They're called awards.
Yeah. No, I just want some good eye candy.
And it's not that, like, it's not that we are depriving Blake Shelton of all the happiness
or
in the world.
Or that I'm saying he's a bad person or that we should, like, take his dogs away from him. I don't know. I was just trying to think of something mean to do to him. He's fine. Yeah. He's a fine guy.
Blake Shelton doesn't give a crap.
Dinner with him. He's
Guess
good.
What?
He don't care. He's got money.
That he is not the sexiest man
he
alive.
Does. And he does. He says it in his interview.
Yeah. So, I don't begrudge him for taking free stuff.
Come on.
Don't get mad at us for not agreeing with it when the man himself doesn't even agree with it.
Yeah, and don't, and then they do these lazy stories like, Gwen Stefani thinks she has the sexiest man alive. Well, of course she does.
Of course she says that.
If she said he was like Hunchback Frumpadump, you know, you'd worry about her and her choosing skills.
I'd like to say I don't think People magazine gives a diddly about what they've accomplished in the past.
No, they don't. You know what?
Also,
let me
I really
peel
have an
back
issue.
The curtain for you.
Come
okay,
on.
They need to get this issue out
and sell it
and sell it.
Yeah.
And so they call it the sexiest man alive, but they just roll a dice with some male
I'm sure
faces
it's,
on it.
I'm sure that it's like a lobbying effort.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the World Expo we just lost out in Minnesota.
Did it go to Poland?
It went to Argentina.
Oh, they don't need
Buenos
it.
Buenos Aires.
2023, we were going to have it, but they chose Argentina instead. But, you know, like each country lobbies to have their, you know, country picked. I'm sure there are like entertainment people behind the scenes that are lobbying for particular people. And it just comes down to like, well, let's do this and that. But at the end of that entire experience, they should hire me or you or all of us as a panel to say, okay, so we came up with this. What do you think? And we would say, yeah, so great guy, not the sexiest man alive. Next.
And finally, opinions are not wrong or right. Opinions are opinions. This is talk radio. These are our opinions.
Oh, Donnie, ooh. Say it.
Opinions are right or wrong.
In response to this negative email we got from B, who says it's very easy to just talk negative. I would argue, no, it takes a lot.
Oh, God. Do you know how much
work
we put into sounding this
bitching? Yeah, it takes work.
God.
And we'll be back at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1.
Power to the people.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Rock, flag, and eagle.
Entertainment.
Skin Artisans is a group of 10 women who describe themselves as